Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your mellow couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, October the 24th, 2011.
And this is episode 4x8, 32.
For those of you all who might not know what
4x8
is.
I think you're struggling a little bit.
Hey, that's why I have a calculator. That's all I gotta say.
And it's also 2x16.
Yep. And we are back with another episode of the At Valentine Podcast.
And we have to thank you all for tuning in and listening to us.
Well, thank you so much. It's awesome to have you here.
Oh, yeah.
And hear what we have to say. But, how's your day been?
Today was a total it wasn't a total Monday. Last week, I was in training all week for Microsoft Link. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't in the office any last week, but I had to do a little extra time to, you know, try to keep up with everything, answering the email and whatnot. And it was good training and everything. I really, 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 really enjoyed it. And it was just trying to catch up with being in the office, you know, cause some people, if they see you're not around, they won't even bother you. So I was inundated a little bit with, visits and emails and IMs and phone calls.
So, because you are a person who everybody wants to talk to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like that. And, you know, it is what it is. And it was good to be back, you know.
Yep.
But it was a little frustrating a little bit, you know, doing a lot of pushing and nothing moving kind of thing. So what about you? How was your day today?
Oh, it was good. Not that busy right now because we're waiting for software to push.
Right.
It's being tested right now, so the developers don't have as much to do, so we're kind of getting ready for next push. But other than that, don't have a whole lot to do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for us it's a big time of the year because it's open enrollment for other companies.
Ah, yeah.
So a lot of changes and stuff like that gets put on freeze and things like that. So, you know, it's a good time to be had there at the workplace, and we have plenty of work to do while other stuff is on freeze, you know, especially I do with, you know, getting our link system up and whatnot. But on this, go on to the weekend.
How was your weekend?
It was, very, very relaxing. We relaxed a lot.
We did. And it felt good.
Right, right. And, we went to the Y, and, I went swimming, for my workout.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have to say, it has been a while since I swam, but it was nice. It was relaxing, and it was just a different change of pace for me for, you know, just to be out there in the water. And I love swimming, and it was easier on my body, but yet I got a better workout than I would if I was on a treadmill, interesting enough.
And that's awesome. And I don't usually go swimming to work out, so.
Right, right. So I swam over 500 meters.
Impressive.
So I'm gonna, you know, work my way back up to what I used to do back in college. And it, like I said, it helps out a whole lot for me, you know, being out there in the water and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, we saw my dad yesterday, and he drives a truck, and he has some knee problems and stuff, and my grandma does too. I'm hoping I don't inherit any of that, but.
Any of the horrible knee problems?
Oh gosh, I hope not. We also, on Friday, was it Friday we went to the dog park?
Yeah, the dog park, and it was a lot of dogs out there, but it was actually pretty fun.
Right, right, right. Oh, you also worked out, where was it, the Y2, didn't
Yeah,
you?
I worked out. I do the elliptical, which is pretty rough. I felt it the next day.
Right.
And then I usually do weights, because I like the doing weights and the free, and in the freeways. I feel like you have to balance it more.
Right.
So I feel like it works out your muscles a little bit more.
Okay. So. Okay. Well, that's cool.
So that was cool. I really like the Y.
Right. I love it too.
Yeah. And all their treadmills and ellipticals have TVs on them, like individual TVs if you want to watch TV and stuff. So.
Right.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And for me, it was, you know, it kind of, I remember when I used to go to the Y, you know, men in showers and everybody walking around butt naked and stuff, you know.
Did you see any of that?
A little bit. They have a sauna in ours as well. I was gonna hit the sauna up, but
you could have.
Oh yeah, I could have, but I just didn't feel like it. I mean, cause when I got through swimming, I took a shower and just relax for a minute, you know. So I mean, it was good. I didn't, you know. I think next time I may try to get a little sauna time in. I know some people do a sauna and then do a shower. I mean, swim. I think. Or is it vice versa?
I think it's sauna then shower because you sweat in the sauna.
Well, I was talking about swimming.
Oh, it's swimming then sauna.
Swimming, sauna, shower. Okay. The three S's. Okay. I can remember
three
that.
Three S's.
And then after we got through working out, we went to Bob Evans.
To Bob Evans. And I always joke with Jay, this is... A lot of older people go to Bob Evans.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. But.
Yeah, yeah. And we went there and we ate and they tried to set us beside some, I guess it was a group of ladies that were having some sort of book club meeting or something.
They were a little chatty.
They were very chatty. And I was like, hey, can you set us in the back? Because, you know, we just got through working out and we were both tired and I just didn't feel like, you know, listening to somebody else's conversation. So... Didn't feel like sitting next to them. And then Sunday morning, my dad gave me a call, and he's a truck driver, and he was actually in town. So
he always calls you at the last minute. He never, ever calls you when he's like a couple days out. He calls you
right.
Like the day before the day of.
Well, sometimes, I wish that he would, but there's sometimes we're so close to North Carolina, and then there's sometimes where he doesn't actually know where his load is going to go.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, he got it last night. I mean, not last night, but the night before last. And I don't know if he could have called, you know, that evening or whatnot, but he probably didn't know if he was going to stop. And he was probably just like, I guess I'll just stop in town. I mean, we weren't doing anything Sunday morning. So it was all right to get out there and, have breakfast with him and talk to him for a bit. We haven't seen him since, Derby.
We haven't seen him in a while.
So that was like May. So it had been, you know, almost 6 months since we saw him. Five or 6 months. But,
yeah, it was, really good to see your dad.
Yeah, it totally was. It totally was. And I noticed this trend with us a little bit is, one weekend we're heavy tech and everything else. And then some weekends we're not.
That's because we can't do everything.
I know. And this was one of those weekends where we don't have any tech.
I know. There's no tech news. I mean, there's probably some tech news around, but nothing huge
right.
for us to talk about.
Right, right. Totally. And so with that, we'll go on to some media then.
Media.
Oh, man.
We have a new thing for the podcast.
So I was in the shower after, I don't know what I was doing, but. I got out of the shower and I had this bright idea. And I was like, Renee, get the D20. Get the 20-sided dice and roll it 8 times and let's get the result. And he was like, what are you doing? I said, we're going to roll the dice to find out what movie we're going to watch. And what did you promptly say?
I don't remember.
You said, well, I'll just choose a movie. It was like you didn't want to decide.
No. I thought you were saying that because we couldn't decide on a movie. But I was like, well, we don't have to go through all that. I can just, you know, choose one.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, no, it'll be fun. I was like, oh, you're doing it for fun.
Oh, yeah, totally. So I was like, man, we totally should call this something for us. And you came up with a great name, and that name is?
Movies by Chance.
Ooh.
So we're going to each week we're going to choose a random movie to watch out of our Netflix queue because we have so many.
Right.
I don't know. We're up to
162.
Right. So But the way we were doing it at D20 rolled 8 times.
Right.
That will never allow us to get like number 1 or number 2 or whatever. So
right.
Now, we're going to, what are we going to do? We're going to roll the D20 eight times.
Yeah, we're going to roll the D20 8 times. I know people are like, well, 8 times 20 is not 162. Well, you know what? We ain't worried about the other one because unless the number is 160, then we'll figure out the next roll. So, I don't know. Wait a minute. Hold on. It has to be 100. Okay. If the number is 142, we'll do another roll. How about that?
Yeah. One more roll. Okay.
We'll do one more roll.
And, and then we're also going to choose a random number between 1 and 162.
Right.
And then we're going to do a random roll of 2 to decide which result we'll use. That way.
Right.
There's always a chance we'll get number 1.
Right. So the dice will always be number 1. And the website random.org is where we're doing the generator, and that would be side 2, and then we'll probably just roll the d20 again. If it's odd, it'll be 1. If it's even, it'll be 2. So
this is a little experiment. So last week we rolled the d20 8 times and the result was 87.
Right. And that ended up being the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
And I was like, ooh, I haven't seen this. Great.
Right.
Well, most of the movies we haven't seen, but that was actually one of that I had been wanting to see because I missed it when it came around.
Right, totally. And it actually ended up being a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I heard some people didn't like it, but I kind of liked it. It was good for what it was. There was magic and,
there was some comedy there.
Yeah, there were some parts where we actually laughed. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, so. Nicolas Cage was actually pretty good in there.
It's sometimes it's a tough sell for Nicolas Cage, but I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, because a lot of time he's always been like a kind of a one trick pony, and he actually did that little, you know, that head shake real fast and his hands. He even did it in there, but he didn't do the, you know, he didn't throw his head back that he always does. But I mean, it was pretty cool. I was satisfied. I was satisfiedly surprised.
Mm.
Is that? That's not even.
Satisfiedly is not a word.
I was surprised. I was surprised by it. I mean, I was satisfied with it.
You were satisfied. There you go.
Yeah, I was surprised and I was satisfied. How's that? I know I just blew a lot of people's mind trying to say that. So.
No, you're fine. So, that was our movie by chance, and we're going to do the next movie right on the podcast.
Right. So, we have to be quick with the rolls.
You have to be quick with the rolls.
So
I'm going to roll 20 times, and you're going to hear the dice roll.
And I'm going to add it up.
And he's going to add it up for me.
All right.
Okay.
Number 1.
Okay. 1,
3. 3.
10.
10. Can you say it in the mic?
15.
15.
10.
All right.
2.
All right.
17.
All right.
How many more do we have? I thought you were counting. Do you want to start over?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 6. Can I get this to go to scientific? God damn it. Oh, man.
We have to start over now.
Man, you need to count. I mean, if I'm adding, I can't.
Okay, all right.
All right.
We're going to start over. And I will roll and count. All right. You ready?
Right.
All right. 6. No, 9.
All right.
11.
All right.
18.
Okay.
17.
Okay.
10.
All right.
19.
I got some big rolls.
15. And the last one. 8.
All right. So that's 107. And then. 7.
So roll between. Do the random roll.
162. Generate. The result is 16.
16.
Okay. So let's roll. So it's 107 versus 16.
So even is going to be the 107?
No.
Even's going to be the 16?
Right.
Odd's going to be the 107.
Right.
16. It is 6.
That's even.
So 16.
That is going to be Man versus Food.
Have we ever seen Man versus Food?
That's just on there.
This is the flaw in our system.
I know. Well, since we know it's the random, since we know that it's the random number deal, I'm gonna re-roll it real quick.
Okay, re-roll the random number.
I'm gonna re-roll.
So that's what we're gonna do. If it's been something we've already seen, or if it's mostly a food series we've already seen, we'll skip it because there's no point. Because I want to bring something new.
All right. So it's 99.
So it's 99.
The Secretariat.
Yay! We get to watch Secretariat.
All right.
So that's up for next week.
So next week we'll be watching The Secretariat. And the cool thing about The Secretariat is my teacher from Link, her husband was an extra in the movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
When they had Secretariat coming through, because they actually filmed it here in Kentucky. But it wasn't at the Kentucky Derby. It was at, is there one called Fenway or something?
Yeah, Fenway Park.
Right. Like, so, and supposedly the movie is not at Fenway, where Secretary happened to be, but that's where they recorded. And some people that lived in Frankfurt were like, oh, that's in Fenway, you know. So that's gonna be cool.
Yep.
Cool.
So we're excited about that movie. Yep. And not only did we watch that, we also watched more TV, and I got to check something off of my list. We finished up IT Crowd.
I know, and that was exciting for us until today.
Yeah, it's not so bad. So we found out that they are not going to be showing any more IT Crowds. They aren't going to be making any more.
Right.
The writer decided that, you know, they ended it right there at a good spot, and he didn't want to carry on with it.
Right. And that was, like you said, I mean, it was a good decision. I mean, it did end up on a good note.
Yeah, and he didn't want it to get stale. So,
right.
It's a really good show. For those of y'all who don't know, if you're into the geek or nerd culture at all, or even if you aren't, go check out IT Crowd.
Right.
It is on Netflix streaming.
And it's 24 episodes, so they're in series.
Yeah. So they're in a series, and they have 4 series.
Right, right.
So go check that out, and I hope y'all like it.
Right. This week I signed up for Hulu Plus.
Oh, you did? We didn't put that on there. So
yeah.
Jay gets to watch his Hulu shows in HD now.
I do. And what caused this?
Because I asked. Oh, we're gonna bring this up. So
I was going to the next section.
I messed up. No. I messed up.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
I accidentally set the DVR to record new and repeat. So it had recorded the same show. It filled up the whole DVR with one show.
Right.
It kept recording it over and over and over. So we lost a couple things on there. So instead of watching it in crappy
standard
resolution
definition.
Standard. Jay, that prompted Jay to get Hulu Plus.
Right, right. I totally did. And that wasn't the reason. I was trying to segue to the next show that we started watching this week, which was American Horror Story. And that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's for those of y'all who don't know, it is the same guy who made Glee. He also made the American Horror Story.
Right, just think of Singing Zombies.
No, it's nothing like that. You didn't even know it was the same person if
you wouldn't
know. But it's almost like a horror movie, but in a TV form. And
right, totally.
I think it's kind of freaky and weird, and you don't know what's going on. You don't know the whole story, which makes it really, which kind of makes it kind of keep you on your toes and everything. So
yeah, totally.
I like it so far. We've only seen the first one, true to Valentine form. We've only seen the pilot. So, but I intend to get caught up and to watch the rest of it. So
right,
the next
one
is coming out tonight.
Okay.
So in recording, I think it's tonight.
Okay.
Or maybe it's tomorrow, but
we'll be watching it
right now.
Cool.
And then Jay got on this show. I don't know where it came from.
Well, I was getting ready to watch something. I was getting ready to watch Raising Hope, and the television was on Discovery, and there was a show called Gold Rush. And so it was like they're doing, I guess they're starting a new season up here soon. And so they were going through a marathon, And I watched like three shows of it, and then I recorded three more shows just to watch these guys in Southeast Alaska at Porcupine Lake or Porcupine Ranch or something like that.
Yeah. And I mean, they were doing $1,000 a day for operating costs.
Yeah.
And that was crazy. And they hadn't found any gold.
Right. So they had been there like 3 months, and they only got like 2 ounces of gold, which equals about $3,000.
So,
and then
for like all those people,
right? And so they brought on someone to kind of help out, or they were forced to. And within like 4 days, they had like more gold than what they had initially did the 3 months before.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Right. So just kind of been watching that a little bit, and I'm only going to watch what I have recorded.
You're not gonna watch the rest of the season?
No, I'm just more interested in finding out what happens, you know, on the next three of that. And then we've also been watching some Raising Hope.
Oh, Raising Hope continues to be funny.
Oh, God.
We laughed so hard on an episode that we watched. And the show is hilarious.
I mean, it's like Parks and Recreation hilarious.
Yeah. And my favorite character is Mama, played by Cloris Leachman.
Right.
And she's hilarious. She's such a good actor. And,
right.
So... please go check out Raising Hope.
No, definitely.
It's
definitely.
Really, really, really good.
Really is. And then this weekend was BlizzCon.
Ooh. For those of you who don't know, that is a gaming convention based around the software company called Blizzard. They make very highly acclaimed games.
Like StarCraft.
Diablo.
And Diablo 2.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
So, and that was this weekend. That was Friday and Saturday.
Right.
And we actually were going back and forth about buying the virtual ticket. We weren't going to do it. And then we were on the fence. And then we decided to just go on and do it. So we actually bought the virtual ticket.
Right.
And last year we took work off that Friday, but we didn't this time.
Right.
But it worked out because you can actually watch the events for 2 weeks after you buy the ticket.
So right. And they also make the events available right away. When you watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, after they went, because last year it took a little longer to go back and watch some of those things. So it was totally a great show to watch. And some of the announcements they made actually had me giddy.
Yeah. They actually announced a new expansion for World of Warcraft. It's going to be called Mist of Pandaria.
And they will also be introducing a new race, which will be the Pandarians. Mm-hmm. Which is part of Warcraft lore. They were a part of Warcraft, and I think it was the Frozen Throne.
Really? Were they in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, totally. I mean, that was one of the reasons why they were in the April Fools a while back. It was because the Brewmaster was in WoW lore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a playable character that people will totally love. I mean, it was just awesome.
Yeah, and they also have a new class called the Monk.
Yes, I have been waiting for this.
And
forever.
People kind of assumed it was kind of coming,
right?
So, but it'll be interesting because Jay has a little conundrum, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I'm so normally through an expansion, Renee and I usually together. We'll level through the new area together and get max level. You know, that's the time we have together because we take off work sometimes and, you know, that's our vacation. So I want to play a monk and I want to play a monk bad. And I'm thinking about changing my main, which is now a shaman, to the monk. Now, my conundrum is, do I just go ahead and level to 90? With Renee and then go back and start my monk? Or do I just go start my monk and Renee runs along and go ahead and goes to 90?
I told him it's not that big of a deal. I'll get my main up whenever I get her up. So, I mean, and we were actually thinking about quitting WoW.
We were
really seriously considering quitting WoW. And now we're back in the game.
Yeah.
And you can go on.
No, and one of the main reasons was because Cataclysm, you know, we enjoyed it with the people we were playing with, but Cataclysm overall was kind of a letdown for me. It was kind of a letdown. I mean, as far as expectations, so it kind of, you know, didn't have me excited like, you know, Burning Crusade, didn't have me excited like it did with Wrath of the Lich King, and Kata was kind of like a, I don't know, it just really seemed, oh my gosh, what's going on with my favorite company, you know?
Yeah.
And then they come out with Mr. Pandera, and they're talking about the monks and everything else, and just the fact that they're doing the monk class and what they're doing, and it's just, you know, has me really excited about it.
That's awesome. I'm glad you really like it. And they have this pass, where you, are locked in for a year.
Right.
But with that, you get, Diablo with that locked in for a year. So you basically get it for, free, basically. And you get access to the next World of Warcraft expansion.
Right.
And you also get a in-game mount for World of Warcraft. So we both opted in for that year. So we're locked in for a year. We can't change it no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
but that's okay. I was on the fence anyway, and I was going to at least pay for another four or five months anyway. So.
Right. And the fact that we get Diablo 3 with that was a no-brainer, because I was debating between if I was going to get it or not, because, you know, Star Wars is coming out. So, but yeah, like I was saying, the Pandaren was in the Frozen, he was in the Frozen Throne campaign.
Mm-hmm. In
the fourth mission of the Sentinels campaign. That was really mine, wasn't it?
It was. I thought you turned that off.
I did turn it off. I tell you, man. I thought I did. But anyway, sorry about that, folks. My tweet bot went off. But, so your campaign of, in the fourth mission of the Sentinels campaign, a Pandaren was in the Pandaren brewing area in southwest corner of the map. He gave Mav Shadowsong a slipper of agility before closing up his shop.
Slipper of agility?
Yep. Yep.
Just so, one slipper?
Not sure. Chen Stormstout is his name. So, but yeah, so they were there before, you know, everybody like, oh, it's going to be like Kung Fu Panda, and I can't believe they going to the kiddie side. And it's like, you know, they actually have been there for a bit.
Yeah, you know. So I'm excited. I plan on playing a panda and a monk sometime.
Yep.
And so I'm excited about what they have to offer, and I'm excited about Diablo 3.
I know. Three.
Three.
I'm excited to play it, you know, and let it be known that this will probably be like the first full one that I'll play through, you know, as far as because I never really played through two or the first one, even though I have them.
Right. So that'll be your first time playing, and the graphics look amazing. They had an awesome video game trailer. So, I'm excited to see what they have going on.
Right, totally.
And, I know I said I was gonna finish Ico, but I didn't finish it. But, I got really far, and now I'm stuck.
Uh-oh.
So, somehow I have to get unstuck. I'm missing something. Ico is primarily a puzzle game, so I'm missing something, you know, and, but I'm excited to get back in and find out, because I know I'm going to finish that this coming weekend, if not this week. So, Ico, I'm coming for you. And it's still really fun, though. You know, even after all these years, it's still super, super fun.
Right, right.
And Jay actually gets to help me. So.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I mean, I enjoy watching the games with you and then trying to figure out what's going on and whatnot. So.
Mm-hmm. And you have a new game to
talk about. I think we talked about this, I believe, but... Scribblenauts has come out for the iOS devices, and you know, I've been playing that off and on, and I'm just really glad that I have it. And I've really been, you know, just been playing that and just really enjoying it and whatnot. It's cool and relaxing and funny all in the same. You know, I like playing around the playground too much instead of beating the worlds, and I probably need to focus in on trying to beat the game. But
so I finally got Scribblenauts, so I'm excited to try it out and see how it is.
All right. And then today was the day, as I said last week, Coldplay's album came out. So got it this morning, and I could have got it from Amazon or iTunes and saved 50 cents from Amazon. So I just didn't feel like going through the hassle, and I just got it through iTunes. So I got that album today, and I like the direction that they're going, and I haven't listened to the whole album yet, but I like what I've heard so far. And I'm glad that I don't go through and listen to all, you know, how they release singles through, you know, while they're releasing the album. Mm-hmm. How they always release a song and you listen to it. And so I haven't intentionally, you know, what I played last week on the podcast was the most I've actually listened to of any songs of theirs from this album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I wanted to be able to listen to it for the first time. So I'm actually, you know, I'm digging it and everything. And I mean, I wouldn't have avoided it if it was on the radio or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because one of the things that happened in the past, kind of with us, or you remember when Mary J's last album came out?
Yeah.
There was that one song that was awesome, and I played it so much. And then I got the album, and it was like a letdown. And I was like, really?
Yeah, I remember.
You know, and I was like, oh my gosh. So I mean, it's all good, you know. I'm glad I got the album and everything. And
yeah, I look forward to seeing what Coldplay has to offer.
Yep. All right. With that, we are going to the next section called Food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Oh no.
We don't have a try this, but that's because I didn't do a try this. But that's okay.
Okay.
You have something else awesome.
Oh yeah.
I actually made two things this week. First one, was it tacos in a shell or something like that? And
tacos and pasta shells.
Oh yeah. Tacos and pasta shells. So it's basically ground beef. Oh, I guess I should say the music for the food section.
Oh, that's fine. You could have done it in between.
Well, I can do that right now.
Okay.
It is called I Made It All Up, Aperture Science Psychoacoustics Laboratory Portal 2 Soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Thanks.
So I put the recipe in the show notes. Tacos and pasta shells is basically what it sounds like. It's, you have taco meat and all the spices and everything. Stuff that in pasta shell. Put tortilla chips and cheese, and you bake it with some salsa. And it tasted good, but it's too much of a hassle to make again, because you have to get these jumbo pasta shells and you boil them till they're slightly soft, and you stuff them with this meat, and the stuffing them is what is messy, and I didn't wait till the shells were cold because we're hungry. It's just, it wasn't bad tasting. I just wouldn't make it again. So, did you like it?
Yeah, I really did. It was good. It was unique, and I mean, it was good. And I can understand why it would have been a hassle to make, because, I mean, it is a, I can see where it was about a hassle.
Right. So,
you know, so
I skipped that. I will skip that for next time. But I actually got in the mood for some stew. So I made some stew for my crock pot.
Right.
And that turned out to be really good.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you know, the normal kind of beef stew with beef and beef, Worcestershire sauce, beef
Worcestershire.
Potatoes, carrots, you know, and it was super, super good. And, you know, it always has that nice comfort food type thing. So I really enjoyed it. So,
yeah.
And I also have that recipe as well in the show notes. So if anybody wants to check that out.
Yeah, it was totally, it was really, 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 really good. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. So that's about all the food we have. I mean, we ate out a couple of times, but it was nowhere new. We usually eat somewhere new, but it wasn't this time, so.
Right.
So nowhere super, super new.
Okay. Well, shoot. We can go on into a little of the odds and ends.
Sounds good to me.
And maybe we can, maybe the nice music with what we're about to talk about may not seem for us to be so angry. You know? So, one of the things that so Renee and I, we always meet, not always, but we meet for lunch a lot. And one of the places we go is you know, is a restaurant that we enjoy, Taco Bell. And we
I
go
love
to
the, Taco Bell.
Yeah. And we go to, you know, one that's fairly close to where we are, and we go there regularly. And there's this one cashier. Oh my God, I call him Talking Tyrone.
Talky McTalky is what I call him.
Talky McTalky. And, you know, not only does he talk us to death, you know, he's a friendly guy, but he has this thing where he tries to guess what you're going to order.
Ugh, it's so annoying.
So it's like you walk in, he's like, I bet you're getting a chili cheese burrito. Should I go ahead and order? Should I go ahead and ring in a chili cheese burrito for you?
I'm like, really?
And I'm like, no. And I could go in.
And you end up ordering something else.
I could go in wanting a chili cheese burrito. Really. But when he does that, I'm just like, no. So today, he did it to you.
Yeah.
And that's the first time he's done it to you, right?
No, he's done it to me before. And it's just so annoying, though, because it's like, I don't want you to know what I order. That irritates me to no end.
Right.
So,
what do you all think about that? I mean, as if you go to a place regular enough. I mean, it's like, I don't want you to act like you know me. Just take my order, smile, be cordial and all that good stuff. But just, you know, let's move along. You don't have to, try to guess what I'm eating, really.
Yeah.
It's disturbing.
Yeah.
And stalkerish.
I think, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Stalkerish.
And I want it to go away. So that's one of the things I don't like. So I want to hear if you all think I'm just going out of my mind or not. So.
Right. And there was a birthday that we missed last week that someone tried to slip past us that I happened to catch on, I think it was on Thursday. I believe it was on Thursday, or maybe it was, I don't know.
I think it was Thursday.
But Mr. Paul Fox from the East Film, West Film, man, I can't remember the name of the podcast.
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, gosh.
East meets West.
Yes, East meets West. That's, you know, podcast from the East Coast where he lives in Hong Kong, you know. From the Far East and the West out here in America, where they go out and they watch a, you know, movie and they talk about it and cover it on their podcast. So
we just want to give him a happy birthday.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
Yep. And it's always nice when someone remembers your birthday, so we have it on this podcast.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of
podcast of the week.
All right. So, Renee, tell us, who is the podcast of the week?
Podcast of the week is Gaming After Dark. And this podcast is with Nick and Jason.
Shake it.
Nick is Kugo. Jason is Shaky from the AIE Guild from World of Warcraft on the Other Ring server. They started up a podcast called Gaming After Dark, which you can find at gamingafterdarkpodcast.com.
Right.
And they basically talk about games that are coming up, games they're playing, and I always need another gaming podcast in my life because I love video games. So.
Right.
And you can also reach them on Twitter at GAD Podcast if you want to talk to them more.
So they just had episode 8. And I got on the Shaky, or Jason, because we didn't know he was doing a podcast. And it's like, where did we miss? Where did we miss the boat at? And he said he thought him and I talked about it, but we didn't talk about it, Jason. And,
I don't think y'all talked about
and,
it.
And you're a regular listener of the podcast. And you said, and you know we do a podcast of the week. And yeah, man. That's all right, but we're catching up now. So we started number 1 yesterday.
Yeah, so yeah, and it's just one of those I have to get caught up with, and I'm up to, let's see, I have 398 podcasts I have to listen to that are on my iTunes.
I'm at 319, but honestly, I don't think we should count film sack.
Okay. Because why? I'm going to watch.
No, I'm not saying you're not going to watch them, babe.
Okay, so
I'm just saying those are podcasts where, you know, we watch a movie and then we listen to podcasts,
which we haven't done in a while.
We haven't,
because I want to watch Candyman.
Okay,
but we can't watch it.
Why?
No, we can't watch it late at night.
We can watch it late at night.
I thought you said you didn't want to watch it late at night.
I said if I watch it late at night, I like to watch something else after. So if there's enough time to watch something after.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay, so we have to watch it early enough so that we watch something after.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because if I eat late or if I watch something crazy, I don't feel like having no crazy dreams where a Candyman's trying to eat me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where it just messes with my mind. It's all good, though.
Candyman.
Yeah?
Candyman. Ah!
You remember Candyman?
What? The
the rapper?
Yeah. I loved Candyman. You kidding? I know that's on my heart.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do it here. But why not? Let's just say I know it. Because I'm not going to say it.
Why not?
I'm not going to say it. I even have the song on my iTunes.
We do?
Yeah, we have a song. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know what? I'm going to play it for the listeners then.
All right. So, for those of you who don't remember Candyman, it was a rapper back in the day, and
no, we don't have Candyman. Are you talking about LL Cool J's Candyman?
No,
we don't have Candyman, babe.
We don't have Candyman.
I think we did.
Oh my gosh, I love that song. Why don't I have that song?
That's why I was like,
I could have swore I had that song. Anyway, but Candyman was one of those songs back in the day. I have to find it.
Ooh, he's old.
How old is he now?
He's 43.
Well, this was like 20 years ago.
Knocking the boots. Yeah, I'm gonna grab it real quick.
Okay.
Just for old time's sake.
Are you gonna play it?
Yeah, I'll play it.
We'll play it for everybody.
It's H-Town. Let's see. I think I may have this muted here.
We told people that Chef Boyardee was a real
wonderful ad.
Wonderful ads at YouTube. How you like that now?
I wish they'd stop that though.
Yep.
It's like there's nothing worse than like firing up a song and then
you're like,
ad.
You're like, hey man, I don't remember those people eating Chef Boyardee before the song. All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Attention, all ladies. The Candyman is on the
prowl. That was Tom Lokes' person.
Yep.
And for those that want to get busy, you got to speak up now.
Oh, yeah.
This time is one of a kind. You know what? He's not as cute as I remember him being.
Nah, he's not. Like a heavyweight champion. Knocking him out. Another bout without a doubt.
Once again, you can scream and shout. When I rock the bells, yell out my name. This is what you've been missing. Listen to my heartbeat while I'm whispering. I know you're suffering. So sweet a candy man, sweet nothing. Hugging and tugging and rubbing. Loving it all. Having a ball. All y'all girlies next to me.
Yeah. Sex to me. We can't do that yet, but I bet we'll. Here we go. Candyman, tell him
the truth. We'll still end up knocking the boots.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go.
He got a rat tail like I used to have.
You know what? That video cracks me up. That is so, like, old school.
Oh, that is so.
So that's Candyman, if you want to take a look at that. If that floated your boat.
Oh, goodness.
Go look up Candyman.
Oh, my.
I have to get that. I can't believe I don't have that. I'm so hurt.
I'm mad you're hurt.
That hurts my heart that we don't have that song.
Why? Because you were like, I know the words of that song.
No,
because
I love that song.
We have all that. Yeah, man. So, Knocking the Boots, that came out in 1990.
That was my heyday. I was 11 years old. That was,
that
my,
was my heyday.
That was, no, I'm telling you, the 90s, like, I was an 80s kid.
Oh, yeah.
The 90s were my heyday.
Oh, yeah. So. I know. That was... Oh, the good old day. He actually looks better as he got older.
Yeah,
there he is,
I
right
believe.
There.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he didn't look too great back
well,
then.
Well, if you all want to email us and give us any more old school rap song tips, you can reach us by email. The email address is at valentineblog@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentine.com, and the podcast Twitter feed is at valentine blog, and all those are at with the AT.
So that's AT Valentine blog or atvalentine.com. My Twitter feed, you can reach me at The Cowboy. That is T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. And that is T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W.
Thanks, guys. It's been fun. And yep. We'll see you again next week with more adventures of the Valentines, however mundane they may be.
So thank you for listening. And have a great week. Love you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.